Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Pei. The Mishnah in Mudalef brings the Machlekes for blessing Rabbi Yeshua. If you have a mixture of Matan Daled be Matana Achas, blood has to be put in four Matanos, and blood has to be in one Matana. And they got mixed up. What should you do? Rabbi Leza says you should do Matan Daled. Rabbi Yeshua says you should do Matana Achas. Rabbi Leza says to Rabbi Yeshua, if you do one instead of four, you are Yivel Bal Tigra. Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Lazar, you are Yivel Bal Taisif if you do more than one. And the Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Yeshua's Taina that says, if you do the Bal Tigra, meaning you do one instead of four, it's Sheva Al Taisa. But if you do the Bal Taisif, means you do four instead of one, it's Kumvase. Always Sheva Al Taisa, better not to do than to do. Now in the Israel of Bal Tigra, there's a Rajbo in Rosh Hashanah Daftet Zayin. The Rajbah there says, how can Chacham tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos? What about Bal Tigra? So he says, Rabbanan have the ability to stop you from doing mitzvahs when they see it right. So the two Rehavim says, Masha from the Rajbah, the Bal Tigra is when a person does not do a mitzvah at all, is also Bal Tigra, because he is not doing the mitzvah at all. So he says, according to this, anytime a person doesn't do a mitzvah, he will get another malchus for Bal Tigra. He will get a malchus for the mitzvah, for the aveir that he did. And plus, every mitzvah he doesn't do, he should get Bal Tigra. So we never find such a thing. So the Achronim have different answers on the Rajbo. The main mahalach of the Achronim is that the Rajbo means to say when a person does something because that's the religion. He does the b'shita. Not that he just is lazy from doing a mitzvah. But he's doing a mitzvah because he feels, this is now, I'm not supposed to do it. Chazal tell you, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. So that's, then you're evil Bal Tigra. Not every time a person doesn't do a mitzvah. But the Rebbe himself learns when a person does not do a mitzvah, there's no Bal Tigra. Only when you reduce the mitzvah, you have Bal Tigra. So the Baruch Tam, right there in the Rebbe, and really that's also brought later than the Rebbe. This Rebbe we mentioned is Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin. And Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Ches, there's a footnote called Avni Miluim, where he brings the same question. The Shaila is, in our Mishnah, we have two choices. Either to do one instead of four, and then you're Yoyver Bal Tigra, or you do four instead of one, and you're Yoyver Bal Taisif. But when you don't do neither, not one and not four, you're not Yoyver, not Bal Taisif, and not Bal Tigra. Because according to Turi Evan, there's no Bal Tigra when you don't do mitzvah at all. So why don't we choose this option? The option should be don't do any Zrika, not four, not one, and then you're not Yoyver, not Bal Taisif, and not Bal Tigra. So that the Tosis in the next daf, that Pi Aleph, Tosis brings as a side point that maybe there's an extra pasuk to teach you that you have to do something. That's why I would think don't do anything, and the Chiddush is from the pasuk you need to do it. But Tosis says only according to one mandama. So how do we understand according to another mandama? How do you answer the question of the two Rehavim in the Baruch Tam? So the Rosameach in Psulam Gedoshim Perek Beis, he brings this answer. He says, when you're doing Matona Achas, you're not doing Bal Tigra, you're doing one. One is not a Bal Tigra. When you're doing a Bal Tigra, when you don't do the next three. So the one that you're doing, there's no Isser. The Isser is when you don't do the next three. So it's again, Sheva Al Taise. So immediately, it is Bal Tigra, but it's not directly, it's indirectly. So it says, Lersamech, I prefer to do a mitzvah, which is the doing this one Zrika, and an indirect Bal Tigra, than not to do the mitzvah at all. Maybe one can add another layer to the Or Sameach with the Netziv. Because at the end of our Mishnah it says that Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Lazar, better to do Shabbat Taise than Kum Ese. So Shaila is, so what is Rabbi Lazar answering? This seems to be that Rabbi Yeshua's Taina is a very good Taina. Says the Netziv in the Merim Mesodeh in Eruvin Davkuf. So I'll tell you the difference. When a person does a Bal Taisif, he's Oiver and Aver for one moment, but then it's over. But when a person is Oiver Bal Tigra, he's Oiver on Bal Tigra every moment of that day. Every moment is go finish of the mitzvah. You're not doing it, you're Oiver Bal Tigra. Next moment again, you're Oiver Bal Tigra. The entire day is Oiver Bal Tigra. So it says in the Tziv, that's a machlekes of Rabbi Lozer Yeshua. Rabbi Lozer says it's better to do an Aver Be'adayim for one moment than to prolong a Avera Shaloi Be'adayim for the entire day. Yeshua says no. Better not to do a ma'aseh than to do a ma'aseh. So maybe based on that, connecting this to our Sameach, we can say the following. If a person doesn't do Zrika at all, he's not doing a mitzvah. So then he has every moment of the day, there's a tiny name, come do a mitzvah. he has a prolonging tviya, come and do the mitzvah. But when he does one zrika, so he did a mitzvah. Then do b'shleimus, he did a mitzvah. Elamai has a chisaron that he's not completing the mitzvah, and he's over Baal Tigra. The Rabbi Yeshua says, a prolonging aveiro Baal Tigra, b'shev Baal Tais, I'm willing to accept. But for someone not to do a mitzvah for a very long day, then I'm not willing to accept. And this, we understand this based on the machshavah behind Esa Doich Lois Aseh, as the Ramban tells us. Esa is to do. I need to do Rotzer Hashem. Lois Aseh is to prevent from doing. I always want to be able to do the mitzvah, have a chiyuv. The do is greater than not doing. So to go and just and abstain from doing a mitzvah at all for the whole day, every second of the time right, I'm doing the mitzvah, even Rabbi Shua agrees that's something we cannot accept. But once you did the mitzvah and now you're missing out on Alois Aseh Shaloi Be'adayim, that's something the Rabbi Shua is willing to accept. So that's the answer to the question of Tur Evin. I'm better to do the Zriko and be over Baal Tigra than not to do the mitzvah at all, and then you're missing the fact you need to do a mitzvah. And adding the netziv, there's a taina every moment of the day, go do the mitzvah, missing out on a mitzvah, it's something we cannot do. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shava Shirin, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.